Welcome to iPharmRx, where we explore the evidence that informs ambulatory care pharmacy practice. My name is Stuart Haynes, Editor-in-Chief of iPharmRx, and today we're going to be talking about CABG. That's right, CABG. As we all know, alternative therapies for pain are quite popular with our patients. Home remedies, such as CABG leaf wraps, have been used for many years to treat joint pain. But there is very limited evidence regarding its effectiveness or safety. A recently published study in the Clinical Journal of Pain formally evaluated CABG leaf wraps for knee pain due to osteoarthritis, and the results are kind of surprising. Here today to tell us about this study is Emily Prohaska, an ambulatory care pharmacy specialist and a PGY1 community pharmacy residency preceptor with Ball's Food Stores in Overland Park, Kansas. Dr. Prohaska and her co-author, Frank Feniza, wrote a commentary for iPharmRx entitled Wrapping Up Knee Pain, CABG Leaf Wraps for Osteoarthritis for the Knee. Emily, thanks for joining me today for the iPharmRx podcast.
Thanks for having me on the show today, Stuart.
So, Emily, if you had to briefly summarize, in just a few sentences, the study, which is entitled Efficacy of CABG Leaf Wraps in the Treatment of Symptomatic Osteoarthritis of the Knee, a randomized controlled trial, which was published in November 2016 in the Clinical Journal of Pain, to someone who hasn't read that paper, what would you say?
Well, Stuart, the primary objective of this four-week randomized open-label trial was to evaluate the effects of CABG leaf wraps versus topical 1% diclofenac gel or usual care on the pain intensity among adults with mild to moderate osteoarthritis of the knee. The primary outcome was assessed for pain using the visual analog scale. Some other secondary outcomes were evaluated based on a variety of scales and tests, which we describe in detail in the written commentary. Of 81 patients who participated in the study, 73 completed the trial. At the end of the four-week intervention, the CABG leaf wrap group reported less pain versus the usual care group. However, there was no difference between the wraps and the diclofenac group. Patients reported satisfaction with both the wraps and topical diclofenac, and the active treatments were generally well tolerated with only two adverse events reported during the study.
So, Emily, studies which have evaluated alternative therapies often suffer from weak study designs, and that's probably due to the unfunded nature of these studies, as well as investigator bias. So what, in your view, are the major strengths and potential weaknesses of this study? Are there any potential confounders or sources of bias that may have impacted the internal validity of the study's findings?
Well, Stuart, as we all know, every study has some confounders and limitations, and this is no exception. Some strengths of this study were that they used validated measurement tools to evaluate their outcomes, as well as a randomized study design. And additionally, although brand name diclofenac gel was used for one of the intervention arms, the trial was independently sponsored. Regarding the limitations, it was not possible to blind the groups in this study due to the nature of the intervention. And although the study used validated instruments, the outcome measures were mostly subjective with regards to pain improvement and quality of life. 100% of patients in the study identified themselves as white, and so these results that were observed may not be generalizable to other ethnicities. Also, the time that the patients were instructed to apply the CABG leaf wraps ranged from 2 hours to overnight. Additionally, the amount of diclofenac gel that was applied also varied from 1 to 4 grams, and the frequency of application from 1 to 4 times per day. And so the amount of diclofenac applied or the duration of the time that the CABG leaf wraps were applied might have impacted the results. The decrease in pain based on the visual analog scale between the CABG leaf wraps and usual care groups was only about 12 points. And although this was statistically significant, the authors noted that the minimum difference of about 20 points was needed to be considered clinically significant. Another significant confounder was that the patients in the CABG leaf wrap and diclofenac arms were allowed to continue usual care, including oral analgesic medications, acupuncture, and physical therapy. The written commentary has more details on the most commonly used non-study interventions between the groups. The significant variability in the usual care treatments within the groups also limits the direct comparison of the impact of the study intervention specifically on reducing knee pain.
Well, the results of this study suggest that cabbage leaf wraps might be effective for osteoarthritis pain. Are there particular patient populations you think might benefit from cabbage leaf wraps? Can the results of the study be extrapolated to other joints? For example, if a patient had osteoarthritis pain of the wrist or the hands, would it work in that situation? And what are the potential risks of using cabbage leaf wraps? And who would you actively dissuade from using them?
Well, Stuart, I think that patients with limited financial resources could definitely benefit from cabbage leaf wraps due to their low cost. I also think that the wraps could be beneficial for patients with mild to moderate osteoarthritis who prefer natural or complementary treatments versus prescription agents or over-the-counter oral medications. Additionally, patients who are unable to take NSAIDs due to comorbidities or allergies could be good candidates for the wrap. Although this study didn't evaluate joints other than the knee, clinically, I believe similar results could be achieved for other joints, most certainly the wrist and possibly the hand. However, applying a wrap around the entire hand might be difficult unless there was a caregiver present to help with the application. I couldn't think of any patient populations that shouldn't use cabbage leaf wraps other than those who might have a food or skin allergy to cabbage or related plants.
So, Emily, I want you to imagine you're seeing a 73-year-old Latin American female in your pharmacy, and the patient has a history of high blood pressure and chronic knee pain. Patient has tried acetaminophen with only modest relief of her pain, and she's been told that NSAIDs like ibuprofen and naproxen aren't good for her kidneys, and she's worried about developing a bleeding ulcer because her husband died of a GI bleed last year after taking naproxen for many years. The patient tried glucosamine and chondroitin combination product for about a month, and didn't find it very helpful. And it was too expensive, she said. She states that her knee pain is typically 2 out of 10 in her right knee and about 4 out of 10 in her left knee, but some days are a little better, some days are a little worse, particularly if she's been walking or gardening. She'd like to be more active, but finds her pain limits her ability to engage with her family and friends. What would you recommend this patient try next? Would you recommend lifestyle changes? Would you recommend cabbage leaf wraps? If the patient wanted to use cabbage leaf wrap, how would you educate this patient about their proper use?
Well, Stuart, I think that all of us can certainly imagine a similar patient in our practice setting. And if she was my patient, I would start with assessing her weight. If she was overweight, I would discuss with her some weight loss strategies, as well as low-impact forms of exercise like water aerobics. She might also be a good candidate for topical diclofenac gel. However, insurance coverage varies for this product, and it definitely seems that cost is a factor for her based on her claim that the glucosamine chondroitin supplement was too expensive. I do think that she'd be a good candidate for the cabbage leaf wraps. She could continue taking her acetaminophen, exercise as tolerated, and start using the wraps. To prepare them, she should remove the cabbage stem, place the leaves on a hard surface like a cutting board, and use a bottle or rolling pin to bruise the leaves and release the juices from the plant. She can then layer one or two leaves around each knee joint and fix them in place with a bandage. The leaves should be left on for at least 2 hours, but could be left on overnight. The study we discussed today on the podcast lasted for 4 weeks, but she could continue to use them indefinitely if she noticed improvement in her pain.
So, Emily, I want to thank you for joining us today to discuss the use of cabbage leaf wraps for the treatment of osteoarthritis pain. It's clear from your comments that you believe that cabbage leaf wraps have a place in therapy, that they may be beneficial for some patients, and particularly those where cost is a major issue or where alternative therapies, oral systemic therapies, may be contraindicated. Well, tell us what you think. Should we recommend cabbage leaf wraps to patients whose osteoarthritis pain is not controlled with acetaminophen, or is the evidence simply inadequate to recommend their use? Well, only iFormRx members can use the interactive features on the site and leave comments. You can become a member of iFormRx. It's free. Sign up today. And until next time, this is Stuart Haynes, editor-in-chief of iFormRx, signing off.